And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. You're celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is the 23rd of July at 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage during the CV crisis. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, we have Sue at the helm. Sue.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, nice haircut.
You like that?
I do.
I got down to Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday. I had to wait the 10 minutes in between people where they spray the chairs. Now, I have to admit, Tim, because he's got one of these Alexis things, he says, Alexis, count down to from 10 minutes to, you know, count down from 10 minutes. And Alexis, whatever this thing is, says, okay, Tim. And it starts counting. And then Tim went out, and, you know, he got the next customer. Your customers just wait because you have to wait. And then as the customers are coming in, I said, I'm sorry, but that was only 9 minutes and 47 seconds there. Because, you know, you started it before you sprayed the chair. And Tim said, yes, I know. That's why I'm pausing here for the other 17 seconds before he sits down. Because, hey, we cannot just keep poking the gov like we are by doing 9 minutes and 47 seconds instead of 10 minutes. I love it. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I can't help it. Thanks, though, for the compliment. And, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Why is my voice sounding so rich and full today?
It's very deep.
It could be because I was out on the lake yesterday swallowing gallons of water. But
were you water skiing?
No, I was just on the boat, falling off, you know.
Okay.
Could have been the two Coronas. Oh, that's right, guys. I'm drinking Corona. Nothing scares me.
It's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a balmy 97 today. Low this evening of 67. And on Friday, it's going to be warm with 100 degrees and low of 66 at night. On Saturday, going to heat right up again to 103 and a low of 69. And on Sunday, 104 and a low of 70. Into first of next week, the 103 temperature sticking around. And looks like it's just going to stick around and be July and August like it is in Northern California.
Of course, I'm out on the range this weekend with Northern Firearms Instruction. On Saturday, I teach inside. But Sunday,
going to enjoy that wonderful
104
weather.
104 degrees.
Okay. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, I have to, I am not somebody that will ignore the fact that I made a mistake, especially when it's pointed out to me
450 times.
No, by somebody, you know, there's so many people out there. In your comments today about the wolves, you said ranchers receive payment for livestock killed by predators. There is not any government program paying indemnity. Now, I will disagree with you on that because I've seen programs and I've read things about ranchers that lose an animal to a, you know, in this case, the wolves, that they, when, if they show them they lost it to the wolves, they can be paid for it. But they've got to be able to show the animal. If the animal's not there, they just, if they're just missing calves or they're, you know, mm-hmm. they can't, unless they can prove it. So there is a program like that. Prove me wrong. But the other one is, okay, I said a cow is worth $1,000. I'm sorry. Ranchers lose a 600-pound calf is worth $1,000. Okay, when they sell them like that. A cow has 8 to 10 calves in their productive lifetime, so they are worth more. You're right. You're right. So I take it back. Then there's the replacement cost. So you have to buy another cow to do it. So that is, it should be, that is much more. And this was because I said that the last in wolf pack has grown to 14.
Yeah, I read that they had a bunch of new puppies.
Yeah, new pups, and they'll see what happens is they've also got sub-adults in there, sub-adults, you know, from last year's or even the year before that are running with them. But at some point when they reach their maturity, they're going to leave and go start their own pack. That's why when you start with a pack of six, you can end up like Wyoming that's having to hunt them down because now they have something like 30 packs. Okay, I could
be wrong.
There
once before.
I could be wrong about that many fancy soul, but they've got a lot more packs now because they've got no predators because they are like at the apex of the chain up there. So anyway.
we've been here, done this.
Yeah, we've done it. I think you know what? If you want to have wolves, I think there's got to be a government program. If it hasn't been done federally, then I think it's got to be a program within the state that says you lose calves. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be people cheating on it, but the honest people don't cheat, and it pays them back for this. Otherwise, let the ranchers hunt them. Let there be the depredation permits, and don't get your nose out of joint if a rancher's out there and kills six wolves because it's destroying his livelihood.
There you go.
That's the way I believe. Okay.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's the way it should be.
Okay.
You have the right to protect your herd, your property.
It's your livelihood, you know. And you know, of course, the governor can shut you down without warning by saying you can't. Your cattle are too close together. You're not spacing them out enough. And you know what? Let's get those masks on those cattle. Okay. I've got two things, and I'm sure you've got others to talk about. I'm going to wait for Costco until after the break, but I'm going to talk about California State University. Their board of trustees say they want to teach a class on ethnic studies. You've got to take this class before you graduate. Well, the state assembly, the state legislature of California says, no, you don't do that. And I thought, well, how interesting is that? And why do you think that the state legislature doesn't want them to do it?
Well, you shared with me already. It's because they're going to do it themselves.
Yes, they've written a bill that's passed the Senate. Yes, that's true. Our legislature is going to tell our schools what they can teach and how they can teach it. These studies will be, you know, for you've got to take an ethnic study. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. And the reason that they didn't want this, the university and the trustees and the people been doing this for years to do it is because they were going too slow. We need to strike while that iron is hot and people are still crazy right now.
I think so we can see that for the foreseeable future.
Now you got your legislature telling you, you will have an ethnic study. It will be this. You will teach this. Yeah, you know, here we go.
Well, Carl, I correct me if I'm wrong, but our schools have been teaching what they've been had dictated to them for years.
Well, you know,
how about Common Core? How about all the things? I mean, they give a curriculum. If you're going to get government funding, you have to teach a certain curriculum in every school in the United States.
That, you know, every state has got there's a Common Core, but states have a lot of leeway on other classes.
States do, but the local school boards don't.
Well, the state does, but then now it depends on your state legislature. But I think I'm not sure, and so somebody I'm sure will illuminate me on this, illuminate my views. But I'm not sure how much the county boards have a say and what can be taught in the schools. You know, like the books. Are the books said, the state says you will use, one of these books when you're teaching history, let's say.
Well, many years ago.
But guess who's on the show tomorrow?
Who's that?
Judy Flores, Superintendent of Education.
We're going to
roll around on the ground. Not roll around the ground because Judy's such a nice person. But we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Who tells us which books to use? Do we have a choice of these books? And what happens if you're reading these books and you see something in there that you just know? Well, wait a minute, this is just propaganda here. What choice do you have in these books? And now, and also want to ask tomorrow is that it appears that some of the middle school teachers, because we're all going back to school, are saying, "Nah, we're not going to teach." Yep, too dangerous for us. High school, it's okay, and elementary seems to be okay, but middle school teachers are the ones that are having the problem.
And what about all these people that have been working in the stores all this time and all of these essential services that are out there and all of these people that have been out, truck drivers and people in the stores, on and on and on, the essential.
They're social distancing the kids.
And wait a minute, they can be out there and they can do this, but our teachers can't go back to the classroom. They're more special, more susceptible. What is their deal?
Yes, that's it. They're not more special. They just say is that they believe that this is too dangerous is to go back and teach in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, get out of the way and let somebody else
ask
do it.
Ask your students what they think. We had Mackenzie went out and asked high school students, do you want to go back to school? Yes. Are you afraid of the COVID? No. You know, we're going to be spaced out. We're going to be wearing masks. No. The kids are ready.
Because the kids are okay to go back to school.
The kids want to go back to school because they're not getting the education that they would learn in a classroom on these Zoom meetings. You know, one of the kids said, you know, they tried, but they're not doing that well. I mean, the teachers, it's harder to grasp because you don't get everything. And we got to take a break.
Chris, that's a double-edged sword.
True. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of the premier banks here in town. It's not the only premier bank, but it's only one that's just totally local. Local board of directors, local people here. It's locally owned. They've got three branches, one down in Red Bluff in 500 Riverside Way. They have one, of course, at 1845 California Street, near the Neil Raley Shopping Center. These are the people that saved thousands of jobs, made sure millions of dollars went out to our local businesses here to save those jobs. And they are still helping people and moving dreams forward, even through the second stage of this CV-19. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but just go on down there and talk to somebody and just see what it's like. Think about maybe opening, you know, if your bank wasn't there for you or hasn't been there for you, maybe you might want to think about Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning. It's going up to under 100 today, which means that's great. That's great news. And we come back, Chris, we'll get right to you.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan. It is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to K5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 605-4567 is our phone number. If you can't get in right now because all the phone lines are filled up, this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. You know, Clyde is a great guy. I needed 100 feet of HDMI cable. Can't find that stuff. Call Clyde. Hey, Clyde, you got any of this? Yeah, Carl, yeah, I can get you some by tomorrow. And he did. You know, he specializes in home electronics, you know, the Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch. You want to go down and you buy a TV from Clyde. He ensures it's at your home the next day. He ensures it's put up right. He'll sell you a dish satellite. He's been in the business there for 32 years. It's 47 years in business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. 1250, he's at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call at 221-4144. Yeah, it's a local business. Let's start using those. Stay away from those big box stores. Enough is enough. Let's go to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
First things first, I want to give congratulations to you down there at the Frontier Senior Center. I went down there Saturday and picked up some sandwiches, and you've got some dedicated people to be out in that heat Saturday.
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, it was. Above and beyond, for sure.
It tasted good, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And it's not great. Only were they out in the heat, they remained friendly. And that's hard to find.
Well, thank you.
What you got, Chris?
Well, back to this school issue and the opening and the closures and this and that. It seems to me if we're not going to have the schools open, that tells me there's no need for the bus services. There's no need for the janitorial services on the grounds. The teachers aren't in the classroom. Shouldn't we be getting some sort of rebate on our property taxes that go towards the schools?
Well, that'd be a good idea. Of course, your property taxes, you're right, do go directly. Most of it goes to the state, who then turns around and gives it to the school to fulfill their responsibility.
You know, we don't have a choice because all those property taxes, all those kind of taxes go right down to the state. It's not like we can just say, you know, go to your county and say, you know what, we don't have schools. That's what I'm paying for. And so all these new, we pass these propositions for millions of dollars, and we can't use our schools. So do we get any of this back? And the answer is no.
No, I know that. Yeah, no. I know the answer before I even ask the question.
But it's good to bring it up.
But you're right.
But the other thing is, if the teachers aren't in the classrooms, they're not really providing a service. Shouldn't they be subject to the same layoff procedures that the private sector has? You're not needed. You get furloughed. You get laid off. We'll call you back when you need you.
Well, you know, they are teaching, though. They are preparing classes. It does go out over the Internet. So they are doing that. And if you listen, and I know you listen, if you heard our girl in the street the other day, Mackenzie, she talked to a number of high school students, and every one of them wants to come back. And every one of them believed they were not getting the same level of education online as they did in the classroom.
And the other thing is, if there are teachers that are afraid to go in the classroom, I'm sure there's a great number of young graduated teaching credentialed students that would welcome the opportunity to get in the classroom and teach kids.
You're absolutely right. I said that the first hour. If they don't want to teach, then they need to get out of the way and let somebody else
come in and do it. Yeah, because you know, you've got substitutes out there. You go, oh, it's not the best way. You know, I substitute taught, and I'm,
And
know,
the other thing is, if they're not in the classroom and they're not earning... Well, I guess if they're doing it online, but that's a whole lot easier than being in a classroom of grads.
Well, you know what? You ask some of these people. It's very, very difficult a lot of times to teach over a computer because you got all the kids there. But, you know, the kids are at home. They could be in their bedrooms. They could be, you know, they might actually have a place where they do their work and their parents want them to. But I would imagine it is difficult. And for the main reason is how can you tell? Because you can't, I mean, you can't really see their faces to see if they're understanding it. So, you know, it is harder, you know. But I think that since they're opening the schools, that if you're a teacher, there's been plenty of thought gone into this. If you're a teacher, you need to get back in there. So, okay,
and
Chris.
The other thing is, if they're not in the classroom and they choose not to, whether it's a teacher or a principal or a superintendent, whatever it may be, even though they're not there providing the service, we're still having to make those huge contributions to their retirement and STIRS and all the other stuff.
That doesn't go away. You're right. But let's give the teachers a little leeway. Ones I don't give leeway is that we're opening the schools and I'm not going to teach because it's too dangerous. Well, then find another job.
Exactly right.
Find another job. Find another job. Bring in some other teachers.
And there's plenty out there.
And there are plenty out there because, you know what, the rest of the teachers are going. The school, the administrators are going. The students are going. And you think it's too dangerous. Well, then get a different job. Life every so often is dangerous. Chris, I got other people. Got to run.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, tomorrow I would love to get on the phone when you have Judy Flores. I could give you about 15 minutes of pretty entertaining sparring between her and I. She's going to give you half-truths at best and a lot of white lies. She's going to sugarcoat everything. I used to fight the Common Core before it came here with the professor, rest his soul. And you know me, I'm good at researching laws and what's happening. Common Core's here to stay. I have the answers on the books. I have all that stuff. And I would love to get on tomorrow if you could give me a time to call because, I think, it would be entertaining for the folks.
Well, show is an open line, so you can call, but you're not going to get 15 minutes. I'll just say that. So find your best question and roll in with that one. Okay, thanks a lot, Richard. you come on the show. I can't control callers, nor will I. Unless they're rude. It's really rare that we have. You know, it's been really rare that we've actually had callers that I've actually had to turn them off and say, you know, that's uncalled for.
Uh-huh.
And then they get back, they come back in the chat room and apologize. So, you know, because most people are just, but you know what? You're fired up about what's going on.
I know. Yeah.
Gosh.
You get fired up and you get involved in what you're talking about and you just get right, say things that maybe you shouldn't say. I never do that.
No, you never do that. No, those phone calls I get from the FCC, they're just, you know, they said, do you have somebody on your show named Trish? And I went, no. No, I don't. Trish, I knew a Trish back in 1984, but
been a long time.
Costco opponents got enough signatures. They've got past the first step. They brought in over 5,000 signatures. Now, are all of them good? You know, Daffy Duck, Mickey Mouse, you know, Goofy. Those don't really count as signatures. But so now the county clerk is going to look, run them against the rolls to see if those are good signatures.
Yeah.
Then the next step is to put it on a referendum.
I...
You know what? This, you know, just thoroughly, thoroughly irritates me.
Hey, been there, done that with that crowd down in that area, and I'm going to tell you that
they're tough. They're a tough opponent.
They are, and you know, it's the last one that passed down there. I mean, Moore's Flour Mill was a recipient of the action there where they were going to put that nice drive-by, big, huge building that's buried out on Airport Road now.
Yeah, that beautiful building.
That beautiful building out there that no one goes by and isn't being. That was going to be right there below the, across from the Strawberry Field.
Yeah.
That was his plan to put that right there, and it would have been a drive-in, kind of like, you know, when you go to a cheese factory or you go to where people come off of the freeway and they have a tour of the building and they get to see the flour being made and the whole process. That was the dream for that place right there. As a result of the last referendum passed by those people where it basically said, you can't do what you want with your own land.
Of course not.
And it was totally unfair, but it passed. Shut down the auto dealership.
Well, but you remember
Moore's
part of
Flour
that,
Mill.
Yeah, but
the whole
part of
deal.
That, part of that Moore's Flour Mill was the shopping center.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The auto mall.
The auto mall was before him. The shopping center.
See how many times we can go back and do this? That group has successfully kept everything off of that corner at Knighton Road, including a church. I mean, they've said repeatedly, you know, well, you put something decent there and we won't care. Well, I'm not sure what that would be. They fought the nursery, the wholesale nursery that went in behind that. They fought that when it was coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, they just like doing that, and they've been really successful.
We'll get John Dunlap on.
We'll
have John on. And, you know, I mean, they're articulate. They're passionate. I just think they're totally wrong. I would be more than happy to give them time to explain their position. And then,
And you know, we're going to welcome Costco down in Anderson. We're going to love having them down in our tax base.
I need to take a break right now. 7:31 in the morning. And here on the 23rd of July, 70 degrees out there. Weather report is brought to you by an Anderson business, Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive and why they are such a success and what you as a customer should be looking for.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 23rd of July. It's 7:36 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to a whopping, oh gosh, close to
97.
97 is even cooler than yesterday.
Yeah.
Cool. Balmy.
Being on the lake in the evening yesterday was just absolutely beautiful, a great sunset because of the fires.
I don't like you anymore.
Sorry, man. You know what? Had to force down a couple Coronas.
I'm not going to touch that one, there, buddy.
Had to force down
good
a couple
for you,
Coronas,
Carl.
But great. You know what? This is how you avoid getting sick from drinking Corona beer. You put lime in it. There's the secret. Lime.
There we go.
In our next break, Sue, see if we. I wanted to fire up state fire updates too. We didn't do that.
I thought we'd just do it at the top of the hour.
Top of the hour is even better. Thanks. I have nothing to say about what's going on in here. I'm with Tim Warlock. Trish Clark and I are here with Tim Warlock from
Advanced Automotive. We're glad you now recognize that, Carl.
I have no. Are you kidding? You know what? When we have a meeting, a staff meeting, it's me and like five women. Now, what chance do you think anything I say is going to, you know, they listen patiently. I kind of feel like, you know, at that show and tell, the first grader comes in, look at my drawing that I did with crayons. They all look, they nod their heads. They don't, the one thing they don't do is pat me on the head. And then they take my idea and they completely change it so it's better. And then I walk out very proud. So
yeah. I just figured this is a great interview. So let's run with it.
Hey, you know what? Tim Morlock came in yesterday and he gave me the Advanced Automotive Book of Secrets. And I went, whoa, what, this is Advanced Automotive. Now, this is a company right here in Redding here that has been recognized by their peers throughout the nation as being one of the top places in the nation for car and for auto and truck repair. Tim and Cody, his son, who is now running it day to day, have been recognized as from their peers as being two of the top leaders in this industry. And so I said, I can't wait to see what the Book of Secrets says. And what I discovered was common sense.
Exactly. Common sense, business ethics, morals in that, and the consistency and transparent application of all the above. That's it.
And we talk about the very first thing that everybody signs up to. I mean, they sign up to this.
Yeah.
The customer is the most important visitor in our premises. They are not dependent on us. We are dependent on them. The customer comes first. You take care of the customer.
Absolutely.
And then they are, if you don't, do you mind if I read a few more?
Please, go right ahead.
They are not an interruption in our world. How many times have you gone into a business?
I feel like you're in their way and they're interrupting what they're doing. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, well, you don't get that feeling when you walk into Advanced Automotive. I've gone to Advanced Automotive. Advanced Automotive has, you know, I drive a 2006 F-150.
Mm-hmm.
I love that truck. It's a love-hate relationship, but it's mainly love. I hate it because it's a long bed. I mean, I'm trying to get out of a tight parking spot.
There you go.
You know, there the hate comes. They are not outsiders in our business. They are part of it. We are not doing them a favor by seeing them. How many, okay. Everybody's had that experience. You go in and it's like, oh, I'm doing, you know, no, thank you very much for waiting on me. They are doing us a favor by giving us the opportunity to serve them. And this is the foundation that Advanced Automotive is built on. It's to be remembered every day, every customer, and every job. Big or small, they all matter.
Absolutely.
You know what? And then when I read that, and I thought, well, that kind of explains things. I mean, knowing you and knowing Cody, mm-hmm. I kind of understand that. Where was this from day one?
You know, the business was opened 27 years ago, and I'm going to say it was from day one, because that just, you know, being a Shasta County native, a second generation business owner, so that makes Cody a third generation business owner. You know, we have a very special community, and we have a tremendous sense of pride and appreciation for our community and the people within it. And we have to support them, educate them, and be stewards of their vehicle's safety and reliability, and also at the same time be stewards of where they choose to invest their money into automotive repair. It's, you know, it's not about, you know, the dollars. It's about providing a service. And if you go to Webster's and you look up the definition of the word service, you know, then we find how it applies to us.
But this is so unusual in today's world where you have a hard time getting people who want to work. You have a hard time getting people that don't feel like they're doing you a service by opening their doors. I know the feeling many times as you go into so many businesses across, not just in Shasta County,
right,
but and even more so in bigger cities, where they literally make you feel like you're interrupting them to go upon their premises, and like you really want to ask, I don't want to interrupt you, but I really need, and they're doing you a great big favor by answering your question and selling you the product you need, regardless of what it is.
Right.
This is a lost art in society
in general. Unfortunately, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, in my duties within the business is, you know, it's Cody's business, and that he is such a leader. Sometimes I just stand back and I wonder where in the heck he got that.
From watching you and your father. Heaven's sakes, that stuff doesn't just happen.
And his staff, my gosh, the way they interact together and interact with him. And the end result is the customer is taken care of.
Well, then, you know, let's talk about that just for a second here. If you truly like your job, and your employees truly like their job, you get a superior service because they've bought into it.
Exactly.
How many times have you had people that you've hired because they have the technical skills, but they never bought in?
Absolutely. And I mean, unfortunately, they don't last.
And they don't last, not because they're not technically competent, because they are. But they haven't bought into the ethos of the business.
Right.
Everybody I have here, and they've been here a long time. I like to say I couldn't chase them away. Well, which is not true. I probably could. But they have bought into what Linda and I were been trying to buy, or trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on for 10 years. You know, we were told that first year, you're going out of business. You're going to go bankrupt. Nobody can compete against the big guys. Blah 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 blah. And yet we're still here.
Absolutely.
And but I see that your book of secrets, I can change the name and put Free Fire Media on it.
Absolutely.
And you ought to give classes on this at the college for young entrepreneurs. Right. No, I'm not kidding you.
Instead of ethnic studies in our colleges, there ought to be a study on this. Common sense and absolutely.
Well, really, this should be a class that we're teaching our kids in college. You want your own business. Well, this is how you do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and being a business owner is, especially in today's socioeconomic goings on within the world, to be a business owner nowadays, I mean, yes, you have your business, you have your employees, you have your customers, but there's so many hidden things that you also have to be. You know, for us, we have to be, oftentimes a financial planner for our customers, and that's part of what we do.
And you help people with that.
Right. A marriage counselor. Husband says yes, wife says no. What's in the best interest of the family and the vehicle and our community as far as safety and reliability? A psychologist, a psychiatrist. and it's very taxing.
Mediator.
Mediator, thank you. I hadn't thought
mediator
of that.
Mediator is probably the biggest thing when you're getting in there, because there are things that and we'll get into it in the next break. We have to take a break here about what you owe your customer. This is what a good facility owes their customer, and that is the complete truth.
Honesty and integrity.
Honesty. And so you're going to come out there with times of bad news.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's talk about that when we get back. It's this portion of the show is brought to you by where Linda and Trish meet on a regular basis. It's called Four Winds Jewelry. It's located right here in town. The people there are beautiful. One day, and Sheriff McGreen will not mind, he's coming in here. It's his wife. And maybe I shouldn't tell the whole story. But he's looking for a present. And Linda says, why don't you go down to Four Winds Jewelry? And guess what? I was down there getting a present for Linda. And who rolls in there but Sheriff McGreen? Eric rolls in there. He gets the perfect gift for his wife. I couldn't say anything to Linda, because I was down there, and how can I say, hey, guess what? McGreen went down to Four Winds Jewelry. And the next question would be,
how do you know that?
How do you know that? And then I would just go, I was driving by, saw his car. No, I'm not going to lie like that. So I just didn't say anything. But these the people from Four Winds Jewelry will take care of you. They've got very fair prices. They've got all types of jewelry, and they will build a specific piece for you. If you want something special for Terry, let's just say you wanted to build a bracelet. Mm-hmm. They're going to help you design it, and then they'll build it for you. And she will have a one-of-a-kind. Nobody else has one like that.
Right.
They also have a lot of consignment. Really nice jewelry that people want to get rid of. Estate jewelry. And then there's some real deals in that cabinet. Yeah. I picked up some beautiful pieces. People are anxious to get rid of them. They just, done with it. If you watch what you're doing, you can really pick up some nice stuff. Turquoise,
great stuff.
Indian jewelry. It's at the candy store. Yeah. I mean, it's just the best place in the world to make you feel better.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Go in and say that Carl and Trish sent you.
There you go.
That'll confuse
you. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with Tim Morlock of Advanced Automotive.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings every Wednesday at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
15 winners, $100 free slot play.
5 winners, $500 cash.
Don't miss
miss your chance to win your share of $10,000 and other great prizes. Details at WinRiver.com. $10,000. Sunny money. Why you win? You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's the 23rd of July. It's 72 degrees. It's going up to 97 today. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know, this is, I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but SST Oil. SST Oil is not just somebody that has kept all the oil, the gas, and everything running during all this COVID. And I tell you what, it's an employee-owned business. And Bill Casparino is kind of the CEO there. I know that Bill was out on the road. He's making sure all this stuff happens. But now we're into the fire season. We're going to get a big update on where all the fires are at the top of the hour. But SST Oil is right out there with them, delivering the gas, the diesel, everything that those firefighters need, and they're going up in the hills too. Also, they're making all the runs to the aircraft with the jet fuel, so they can continue to fight from the air. Also, this is SST Oil. They have been a part of our community since 1967.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, it's employee owned, and the they take really good care of their employees. They're always looking for good drivers, but they're also looking for good other people that can work inside their environment, just like we all do.
Yeah.
That buy into the environment, and SST Oil has been a huge success. And speaking of that, Trish Clark and I are here with Tim Morlock, who was the man behind Advanced Automotive, and he's now passed that on to his son Cody.
Yes,
he was doing an extraordinary job, and he's a great young man.
Yeah.
And the first segment is his book of secrets that Tim gave me. And guess what, people? His book of secrets is not a secret. It's just doing the right thing for your customer.
Yeah. I mean, how can you go wrong when you live by a code and you do the right thing?
Live by a code. There you go. You have a code, and you live by it. And then your employees buy into the code. They ride for the brand.
Yep. They take the ownership.
That's right. And you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You know what? If you if you're going to work for somebody, you ride for the brand. And the but you get into to things where you have to give bad news to people.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and that they brought in something that appears maybe they don't quite understand because that light's on.
Right.
What does that light mean? Does that just mean I have to? You know, what does that light mean?
When the tire pressure's lower or something.
Yeah.
No, well, not exactly.
But the thing about the engine light, then you all come in. How do you? And then it turns out it's something like a major thing that's wrong with it.
Okay. Two examples. One, and we've been working with this, trying to find a economical option for our client. They have a Nissan vehicle, and it has four catalytic converters on it. They bought this Nissan at a really nice price. It's a beautiful looking little truck. Nice. All of a sudden, driving down the road, no power. You can't give it fuel. It won't go anywhere. As you push on the gas, it looks back at you and says, "Huh? You want me to go somewhere?"
Mm-hmm.
So what had happened is the catalytic convert one of the primary catalytic converters had failed. That had in turn affected one of the sensors, so it started overfueling. It melted the other catalytic converter, which when they melted and disintegrated, they put debris back into the secondary converters. So it needs four catalytic converters. The wonderful state of California, you have to have a converter that has the California Air Resources Board executive order number on it to put on there. Only place you can get them is Nissan. So $4,000 to put converters on this vehicle. And we have been working diligently trying to find another option. And yesterday when I called the customer on this, it turned into a 10-minute conversation because I was a bad guy. You know, I had the potential of being a terrible bad guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it, build it, you know, or break it. It's just the guidelines that we have to work within. But, you know, the conversation ended up very well, and we were working on different options for them.
Could you get a catalytic converter that fits that car and would work perfectly?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have that stamp of approval on it.
All day long. All day
long. So it would cost them how much for that then? So you didn't have to buy it.
To do all four converters on that?
Using a catalytic converter that would work all day long.
I think $1,400 to $1,500.
Now,
so because the state of California said mm-hmm. you've got to have one that's got this number on it and you got to get it from Nissan,
yeah.
that immediately made the price $4,000.
Right.
And that counts labor.
Yeah, there are some aftermarket ones out there. However, they do not meet the state's
stamp.
Yeah. Politicians. Oh, gosh, did I say that?
No,
I'm sorry.
Tim, we've only got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Let's not even get going on that. So, but the other thing you do is you also try to give alternatives.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, this is what it's going to take to fix it, but here's option B and here's option C.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and like I mentioned stewardship. Just like the forester is the steward of the forest and the lands, the farmer and rancher is stewards of their livestock. You know, in automotive repair, we are stewards of our clients and customers as well. So we have to look at that, you know, and do what's best for the greater good. And you have to look for the options and leave no stone unturned and present that in a way that's going to be best for everyone.
Is there perhaps an availability of a Nissan that's been wrecked that has the catalytic converters that are got the right stamp on them, but they weren't hurt in the collision? I mean, any way to...
They're available, but the automotive dismantlers cannot sell them, and we cannot legally install them.
Even though they're in good shape.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the state of California.
And you wonder why. And you know, okay, and I'll just use me as an example. I went in there and I had a problem. The engine light was on, and by the time it was over, you explained everything to me. It made sense. I was, but then you found a workaround for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still working right now.
Mm-hmm. It's bought you some time.
It's bought me time to be able to get all this together to get this repaired. I don't, you know, luckily with my F-150, I don't drive it a lot of you know, long trips.
Sure.
It's just around town here, and if something did happen, I could just get it down, back down to Advanced Automotive and say, fix it.
You don't want to take off across the country at this point, but you're good around town.
But they told me that. They said, mm-hmm. I said, hey, I was going to go up to, after they just had done that fix,
mm-hmm.
I was going to head up to Alturas, go shooting. You know, Carl, you may not want to take it up there right away like this until you right. can, you know, until we see how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I didn't. And right. now it's been several months later. It's holding. But you're right. I would not take it. I would not tow anything. I wouldn't take anywhere
mm-hmm.
because of your expertise of Advanced Automotive. And Tim, we've run out of time.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
You need to think seriously about pitching this to Shasta College. I'm not kidding you. You know what? Now, how do you run a business and run it successfully? You've got time now. And,
sure.
And it would be part of the entrepreneur.
I bet Terry would argue that you have that much time.
Oh. Do you have our house bugged?
We've got to run. Hey,
I know
when
Terry.
When we come back, we've got we have Ed Rollman of C.R. Gibbs and Bruce Dean, the CEO of Black Bear Diner, talking about how the COVID has affected our restaurant industry and what we have to look forward to. We'll be right back.
The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It could be that we're seeing more businesses close down because either states are restricting economic activity to control the spread of the virus or simply that consumers aren't going out.
The Labor Department says that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits, although some economists say that figure is likely closer to 25 million. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The White House dropping its bid to cut Social Security payroll taxes as a Republicans roll out their $1 trillion COVID-19 relief package. COVID-19 hitting close to home at the White House. Two White House campus cafeterias closed after a food service worker tested positive. The Trump campaign is denouncing Joe Biden's claim that President Trump is a racist.
Biden said this week it was absolutely sickening how President Trump deals with people based on the color of their skin. He went on to say that no sitting president's ever done this, and that Mr. Trump is the first racist to win the White House. The Trump campaign fired back, calling Biden's comments an insult to the intelligence of black voters, given the one-time senator's past work with segregationist lawmakers. In a statement, the president's campaign said he loves all people and works hard to empower all Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Chinese consulate in San Francisco harboring a Chinese researcher who the FBI says lied about her military background. Stocks in the red on Wall Street. The Dow is down 125 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 17. The S&P 4 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The pandemic has slammed the economy of America's ally on the Korean Peninsula, although it could have been worse.
South Korea's economy has shrunk by a total of about 4.5% this year. That's a sharp downturn, although the pandemic is hitting some other economies much harder. The country was hit early by the health crisis and is seen as having been relatively successful in containing it. Consumer spending actually rebounded in the second quarter of the year, but that was offset by a much larger fall in exports as overseas markets were hit by the virus. South Korea is highly exposed to such international developments. Before the pandemic, it exported 40% of what it produced.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. A government airstrike has killed at least 14 people in western Afghanistan. Witnesses say women and children are among the victims. One person says that hundreds had turned out to welcome home a Taliban fighter who was freed from jail. Says that's when the bombs dropped. News and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla has picked the Austin, Texas area, the site for its largest auto assembly plant that will employ at least 5,000 people.
The company will build on a 2,100-acre tract in Travis County and will get more than $60 million in tax breaks from the county and a local school district. The new factory will build Tesla's upcoming Cybertruck pickup. It'll also be a second U.S. factory for the Model Y small SUV. The region that's home to the University of Texas at Austin and tech companies such as Dell was a candidate all along. Tesla doesn't have a lot of time to get the factory running. The company says on its website that the Cybertruck will be available starting late next year. Keith Peters reporting.
China has entered the race to the red planet, Beijing launching its most ambitious Mars mission yet. It's a bold attempt to join the U.S. in successfully landing a spacecraft on Mars. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, front lines of the COVID battle. And today, of course, is the 23rd of July. I'm here with Trish Clark, who's going to tell us the good news about the weather.
It's 73 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of a balmy 97, a low of 67. And on Friday, a high of a 100, a low of 66. And on Saturday, we're going to heat right back up to 103, low of 69. And on Sunday, 104, low of 70. Monday morning, going to be coming up 103 again. Looks like that's going to hold through most of next week. So it is July, and it is Northern California, and that's what we get. Shasta Gas Propane, as always, brings us the weather. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and Sue, can you give us an update on traffic, and especially the fires?
Okay, well, let's take a look at the fires that are burning. The Mineral Fire has burned 29,667 acres and is 85% contained. The Gold Fire has burned 14,500 acres and is 15% contained. The Hog Fire at 9,517 acres, 26% containment. The Badger Fire is coming in at 557 acres, 65% contained. And the Platina Fire is close to 85% containment with 340 acres. Taking a look at your roads this morning, we do have some maintenance underway. This is at 44 and South Cow Creek Road this morning. If you are traveling in and around Reading, look out for detours as the weather is gorgeous and they're doing some road work. If you're traveling just past Weaverville and a little bit closer to Burnt Ranch and Willow Creek, ongoing construction 299 West. We also have area of maintenance on 44 this morning. Additional construction on Interstate 5 between Reading and Cottonwood. Expect possible delays. Construction as well on Highway 36 north of Reading, north of Pollard Flat, and between Dunsmuir. Expect delays. It could be up to 2 hours. That's what happened over the 4th of July holiday. Highway 96 has additional road construction and 299 east if you are traveling towards Aden. Now, Carl, back to you.
I want to throw in one thing. You know, in these traffic-controlled zones, the speed limit is 55. Fines are doubled in those areas. And people, you need to slow down. People ignore the 55 between Reading and Anderson. We've had so many near collisions and possible disasters with our workers out there. They're right on the side of the road. Slow down.
And the and then not only is it double, but as you go to if you reach a certain speed, it goes, I think it's quadrupled at that point. So, hey, we're really happy to have with us today two local, very, very successful businessmen that have made their success in an industry where half or more fail in the first 2 years. And they have managed to hang in there and one just continue to grow his local business here, and the other to take his local business that he started up in Mount Shasta and now make it nationwide. And they're here today to talk about what's going on in our restaurant industry. And, of course, I'm talking about Ed Rollman from Sierra Gibbs and Bruce Dean of Black Bear Diner. Now, Bruce was at one point, you were the president of the California Restaurant Association?
Yeah, I was the chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board. And Ed, were you? Have you been associated with that?
I sat on that board for
you
a while.
You sat on the board. Okay. So they're not just looking at it from a national level and a really close level, but you've looked at it through all of California.
Right.
What's your take on closing restaurants, opening restaurants, closing restaurants again?
Well, I can give you my experience is that, you know, the first closure was very difficult, okay? But, you know, we ramped up our to-go business, ramped up our curbside business, and we survived it. Now you can get open. You bring back all your employees. You get everybody going right. Your employees are excited to come back to work.
You've spent money on doing a lot of things, too, like plexiglass and all those other things.
Yeah, we've tried to make, you know, went through a whole process of making the restaurant as safe as possible for our guests and our employees.
Right.
Plexiglass between the booths, around the cash register, sanitation that you're doing, all of it, gloves, masks, the whole deal. And so brought back our teams, and we're doing quite well, actually. Customers, there's a lot of pent-up demand to go out. People in Redding and Shasta County in particular, they like going out to eat. And so we've got back to doing quite a bit of business, and all of a sudden shut down again. And what hurt about it is both Ed and I were involved. We were in here talking before about trying to convince our fellow restaurateurs in the county and in Redding to make sure that they were doing the right thing so that if the governor ever looked at us, our restaurants were doing the right stuff.
Doing exactly what they wanted, you know, keeping people separated, having your servers masked, sanitation stations, plexiglass, the whole thing.
Right. That was our plan, is that if we could convince all the restaurants in our market to do the right thing, hopefully the county would stand up for us when in dealing with the governor, and that the governor would represent that we were doing the right thing.
And I think that that did happen. You know, Bruce and I met with Karen Ramstrom, Dr. Karen Ramstrom from the Shasta County Health Department early on before we even opened back up and laid out some of the groundwork. And, you know, we kind of made promises to her that you know, hopefully everybody else would follow along.
And I think most people did.
Yeah.
Well, I think most people did.
I said most people. I didn't say everybody.
You know, Bruce and I and a couple other restaurant operators here in town wrote a letter. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago before we closed back down a second time and asked restaurateurs and bars to follow the guidelines because we knew that this was coming, a second shutdown. I honestly didn't think it was going to happen quite as soon as it did because our positivity rate in Shasta County was so low.
We have three people in the hospital, maybe less now. Our rate is really low. Everybody seems to be doing the right thing, no matter what some people think.
Yep.
Obviously, it's working, whatever we're doing here.
Absolutely. And, you know, here we are, you know, second round of being shut down. And, you know, like Bruce said, we're doing okay. But I think we were set up to do okay.
Right.
A lot of places weren't.
A lot of places don't have the ability to have the outdoor dining.
Too small,
parking, all those things.
And some tried the takeout, and it just didn't work for their business. I want to take an early break because I want to come back and discuss specifically the second shutdown. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in this area with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? It means the surgeon can sit there and literally get a three-dimensional look inside your body. They can look behind. They can turn it around. It's a lot less invasive. It's a lot less pain. And formerly inpatient procedures are now outpatient procedures because of the ability they have with this advanced set of instruments and 3D high-definition view is to do the work and do it quickly and do it with, like I said, less pain. Shasta Regional is the only one that's got this system. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Ed Rollman of C.R. Gibbs and Bruce Dean, CEO of Black Bear Diners.
When the heat is on, some feel the heat. Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:17 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 97 today, so that's not too bad. Weather report.
It's a cool, balmy day.
Yeah, you know what? Anytime it's double digits in Shasta County, you just got to kind of like, wake up, scratch your belly, go out to the window, open the window up, and see how good it is when it's like that. And speaking of a great place, how about River Common Senior Living? It's not an assisted living facility. This is for people that have had enough of trying to open the window and it's not working maybe, or you look out there and your sprinkler is shooting a stream of water into your neighbor's front yard, and now you got to go out and fix that, or you flush the toilet and have a big surprise. You know, you're tired of all that because now all you really want to do is travel, just live life better. You want to worry less, smile more. So why not go to Northern California's premier retirement community? And that's River Common Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, you're downtown where you can travel. You can get close to Turtle Bay, all of these things. So what you do is you give a call to Brian over at 238-5981 at River Common Senior Living, and they can probably arrange a tour for you so that you can see what it's like to live in there. where you do worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Bruce Dean, who's the executive chairman of the board of Black Bear. He used to be the CEO, but he, you know, he's slowing down now. He's, you know, and the fact that going national like you have. And so, but you've still got, I imagine, a lot to say about what's happening on those day-to-day ops.
Yeah, I do. I'm a good advisor.
Okay, tell us the truth.
What?
Do you ever go, do you ever just drop in and start cooking again?
I haven't done that in a long time, thank goodness. Because the first few years, I did a lot of that.
Yeah, and the great stories that we've had on from you from before, when you started the very first Black Bear Diner up at Mount Shasta. And then Ed Roman, and the only way I describe Ed Roman is the man. You know, he's been doing this a long time. Both of you all are significant figures in our community. Now, we talked about the first shutdown and then how everybody, if they had the capabilities, is to sanitize and safety up their places as per the instructions given by the governor. The county of Shasta must be doing something right, no matter what you might read in some publications, because our rate of infection is really low. We have three people in the hospital. It's working, whatever we're doing. And then Ed, the governor on Monday, last Monday, with no warning, shut down all the restaurants throughout the state, restaurants, bars, other places, and if you're one of 32 counties, everything shut down.
Well,
thoughts on that?
You know how I found out, actually, is one of our news channels called me and said, hey, can you do an interview? I said, about what? And they said, well, the governor just shut all restaurants down. It was right. I tell you what, it was right. Like
he did it
noon.
At noon.
Yeah.
It's Newsom at noon. We have to get this guy off the air because Newsom at noon is not nice.
It's not good. Yeah, no.
He needs to be further than off the air. We need to get that guy out of our state.
You know, it actually came as a total shock, and I probably shouldn't have done the interview because I was still angry. I called Bruce right afterwards.
I liked the interview. I saw it. It was good.
I saw the interview. I loved it.
And I tell you what, I was floored because I'd just been in a meeting with two of my staff members, and they said, well, you know, we're really tightening, keeping things tight. We don't want to get too much inventory in because if we shut down again, you know, got to deal with that. And I said, we're not going to shut down. If we do, it'll probably be the fall.
Well, and we'll get a warning. They'll tell us. Yeah. They're going to go out through the association and say, hey, look, well, it looks like the governor's going to shut down next week.
And, you know, he could give us a little bit of warning. I mean, he actually kind of had 3 days. We actually regrouped, closed the door at 2 o'clock and regrouped and opened back at 4 and started using the patio. So the patio, the patio is actually doing very well. You know, Bruce said, you know, business isn't horrible. It's not great, but
But just the thought, Bruce, of the governor shutting it down, all of us, due to some things that are happening in 32 counties, 31 counties, and then they just added Butte to it, by the way.
Right.
Butte is setting new records for the coronavirus, or for people showing positive on it, I should say. But with no warning like that, I mean.
It's just hard. I mean, as Ed noticed, you know, you're building your inventory for the week, and you're getting your employees scheduled. Everybody's getting ready to do business through the week, and all of a sudden you're shut down. You're just done. So what do you do with all that food? How do you get a hold of all your employees? All this.
What do you do with the food?
Well,
do you eat? When I say eat it, I mean eat the cost because you're.
Well, there are certain things you can't save. Produce and fresh products. You just end up either donating, taking them somewhere and donating them, or they end up getting tossed.
Yeah, one of our local restaurants actually sold their produce to other restaurants and some of our customers. I mean, they basically had
parking lot sale.
We had new stuff.
Yeah, we had an announcement at one of the restaurants in town saying starting at noon today, we're selling everything that we have that we've bought at great prices. And it was going to be like a parking lot sale.
Even some of their prepared dishes that they prepare a lot, and they're selling them off by the carton.
Just a disaster, though.
It is.
For local business. And, you know, I want to bring something up.
Sure.
All right. I know the Restaurant Association, the president of the Restaurant Association, Jot Condi, has brought this up with the governor. And maybe we talk about it for a second. If you sit there, as we advocated, and your employees are in masks, they're in gloves, you're spending extra time to sanitize all the surfaces that everybody touches. You sit there and you put separation between where customers seat. You sit there and give 6 feet of space. Is this disease being transmitted in that environment? I say no. because we're doing the everything that's advocated to keep the keep things separate in a way, and or is this disease being spread in family gatherings, in parties, in
protests
or whatever?
No, you can't get it in a protest.
Wherever.
Well, you didn't get it from the rodeo. See, there's the other thing too is.
Well, you
I
didn't get it from the rodeo.
No, I
actually,
there
was no spike at all.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. So has there been any study that says that we're getting, you know, oh, yeah, I got this from a restaurant? Yeah.
Well, everybody's been saying that, you know, you can't get it in a business environment the way that people think you can get it. Most of this stuff is family gatherings,
uh-huh.
Large gatherings where masks are not being used. They did say that there was no proof that any of the protests created any of this.
Right.
I don't know if I believe that or not.
Well, Ed, but you're not allowed to ask if they've been to a protest.
Well,
that is not one of the questions you can ask.
That's true.
In the state of California.
They did blame churches. Churches and family gatherings.
And that surprises you?
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely
going
not.
Going back to Bruce. Bruce, this question that the president asked the governor, what happened? What was the response?
I don't think they responded to him. Is that, you know, is this disease being passed in that environment, or do you need long-term person-to-person connection next for this thing to pass between people.
Physical, maybe even physical contact.
Yeah.
I'm talking physical contact where you're hugging or something like
that. So you take the second largest industry in the state of California with millions of employees and throw them out of work. There's going to be at least 50% of the restaurants in this state that do not continue on in business. They can't do it.
They won't be able to reopen. Yeah,
they won't be able to reopen. Yeah. Thank goodness there was a PPP.
There isn't this time.
Okay, but when that runs out after now 24 weeks.
It should be running out about right now.
Well, for some. Now, remember, again, they extended
it
24 weeks.
That's true.
All right. So when that runs out, if we're still in this quagmire, which we probably will be, how many people are not going to be able to sit there and survive that? And I suggest that it will be a lot because
you're saying maybe up to 50%.
There is in some markets there may be 50%. Say for example San Francisco, where you have all these restaurateurs with high rents, high costs of your employees and your workforce, and now you sit there and throw 40-50% of the business, and you just can't survive it.
Well, we've had two businesses just. Yesterday announced their closing. One right next door to us, Red Bicycle Catering, which are just great people there and sell everything that they can make, you know, but they couldn't do it. And then Bleachers, who's been here for 13 years. And I've heard anecdotal stories about other places that are closed that are supposed to be open, but now they're closed. What happens, especially and I'm using Ed as an example here, Ed's put decades into his business. So if they totally had shut him down again, and you're very fortunate, but you're also very smart. You have the outdoor dining, and you've been able to expand. But they're now having to use their own money, especially with the PPP that's running out very quickly. They're having to use their savings to keep it going. Well, they can't do that. They're in their 60s. And it's
in
like,
our industry,
oh my God,
the margins are so thin.
Yeah.
I always go back to the story with Black Bear Diner. It took me 7 years to be able to build enough cash flow over time to be able to not worry about when I was sending a check out to a vendor. I was the expert on sending checks on Friday because I knew they wouldn't be cashed till Tuesday.
That was in the old days.
That was the old days.
Now
the old
you
days.
Write the check that hits the bank before it's dry.
I had it down. But the point being is this: the margins in this business are so thin that you could be profitable, but it's very easy to run out of money. And cash is king, as I always say to all my people. Cash is king.
Bruce and I were talking about this earlier. You know, he's actually, because he isn't able to get more than 50 seats out in the parking lot, he's missing out on his season, the summer season, where he can build his bank account. Right. And, you know, this time of year, we've got firefighters as an example.
Oh, I
did 150 to-go orders for firefighters the other day. I typically don't do that. They go to Bruce's restaurant. And they, you know, take turns rotating in and out.
Right.
So
are you using your parking areas?
Yeah, we put up a tent out back. But you know what?
110 degrees.
110. Now we're going to get some coolers that are going to blow some cold air in there. But you know what? People really don't want to sit in a parking lot in 110 and eat, right? Yeah. So, you know, right now it'd probably be nice out there, but after 11 o'clock, you're pretty much done.
Yeah.
And so someplace like Ed, who's traditionally had outdoor dining, people recognize that he's in a pretty good place. But for example, across the street here, I mean, a Mexican restaurant across the street. Good people, great people.
Good people.
And they're sitting there trying to put, few umbrellas out there.
I think they had maybe five tables out there yesterday with umbrellas, and it wasn't full. Because it was, reflection off the parking lot gets it up well above 100.
If it's 105 out on a parking lot, what is it, 115, 120?
It's got to be at least 15 degrees hotter.
People don't like to eat on a patio in the middle of summer. They don't like to, but they are now.
And the majority of the restaurants in Shasta County don't have the ability to do what you're doing.
By far,
90% of them don't have the ability to do that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. At least the city of Redding really relaxed the standards and the permitting for outdoor dining. So let people try it, at least just to try and keep it going. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. You know, with this fire season going on, as we've learned, is you don't even have to have been hit by fire. You just have to be in a certain area and you get your home insurance canceled. This has happened. It happened so many times to people we knew. And they asked us, would you recommend somebody that they go to? Yeah, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Go to Judy, and in every case of the people we've sent to her, she has been able to get them their home insurance back, the fire insurance, because if there's anything about insurance that is known or written or been proposed, Judy Maxwell and her team know about it. She's been helping people here in Shasta County and Redding since 1993. That's Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call, 221-0441. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here, and our guests are Ed Roman of C.R. Gibbs and Bruce Dean, who is the executive chairman of the board for Black Bear Diner, national level brand.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
That's what I'm making while I'm cooking.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. When I think about over 10 years on the air here, it just amazes me sometimes when I think about it that we've been doing this for 10 years in this town. And and you know what? We're not tired of it, because for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, I get to have people in here like Trish and all the people that work for us, but I get to have guests in that illuminate things, questions that I have. And if I've got them, people out that listen to us, all the people that listen to us, they've got the same questions. So you try to bring in the experts on it. And today we've got two of the experts when it comes to the restaurant industry. We've got we have Bruce Dean, who is the executive chairman of the board of Black Bear Diner that he started up at Mount Shasta. How many years ago?
1995,
and now you have
142 restaurants
nationwide,
15 states.
Yes. Around 15 states. And then you've got Ed Roland, who has C.R. Gibbs, who has built this to a, just it's a standard here in our city. So if anybody knows anything about restaurants, and oh, by the way, Bruce was the chairman of the California Restaurant Association, and Ed was on the board. So if anybody knows this, it's you two. And one of the things you said that the new president, or the president now, has said of the Restaurant Association to the governor was, you know, you need to rethink this, because how many restaurants have really been spreading this COVID, and that we have a chance, literally a chance, for 50% of restaurants in some areas just to go away. They're just not going to come back. And we're seeing it right here in town. Places that have been here for 13 years, gone. Places been here longer, gone. Newer business, 4 years, gone. So what do you say to the restaurants that said, look, I had no notice, I can't shut down again, or this is it, and they stay open? But the same guidelines as before, nothing has changed, but they're staying open.
Well, you know, Bruce and I talked about this again earlier. You know, we're shut down. We're not supposed to be using indoor dining.
Right.
You know, so we've made the modifications to go outdoors.
Because you've had the ability, because you had the room.
Because I can. Trish mentioned earlier that some places can't. I see the reasoning behind some of the places staying open. I don't know that I agree with that, because it's sort of an uneven playing field for the rest of us. If we're closed down and somebody else is open, then that creates, a problem, really, because it confuses the community a little bit as to, you know, what we're all about. But we know how we are up here in Redding, and I'm not advocating that I am a mask wearer. I'm advocating that we wear a mask when we're in businesses, that we're, when we're out and about, that when
we go into
a restaurant.
You came in wearing a mask, both of you all did today.
We did.
And I wear a mask out in town.
You don't have to wear it while you're eating and drinking, but
of course
not. I think to get this curve leveled off like they say they want to do, then let's wear a mask. I mean, it's really a simple thing for us to do. You know, I know that there's so many people out there that just say, I'm not wearing a mask. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. I've been there. I've said that myself. You know, Bruce, a lot of times he'll say to me, yeah, but we got to set the example. And I agree. I think we've got to set an example for our community. I think that wearing a mask is a very simple thing to ask. Even the President of the United States, who's resisted for so long, is wearing a mask now, and he's saying, hey, let's wear a mask. Let's get this thing behind us. That's the thing. Got to get it behind us.
And you've got now health experts are saying if everybody wears a mask in 3 or 4 weeks, we can deaden this thing. But
I'm going to jump in and say you've got to understand the mindset of the American population out there. If you just sit and listen to what they've told us from day one when we started talking about this end of February, March, they have changed their story so many times. The same person, the expert, will say, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, only these masks work, they only work in certain circumstances, you're going to die if you wear a mask, you're going to die if you don't wear a mask, all those things. And that doesn't go for masks, it goes for gloves, goes for where you get it, how you can get it. You don't get it in a protest, but you do get it if you go to a rally. You're going to get it if you go to a rodeo, as in Shasta County, but you're not, and you're going to get it if you go to church, but you can all gang up on the street corners and burn buildings. You're not going to get it there.
So who do you believe?
So is this, I mean, this is like 95% fear to control the population and maybe 5% fact, and you wonder why people are just kind of throwing up their hands and saying, hey, there's no common sense, there's no authority or fact that you can put your hands on and say this will make a difference.
Well, I think, you know, I might disagree with you a little bit on some of
this.
That's okay.
We do that here.
Do you? I think early on in this crisis, and it wasn't that long ago. I mean, if we really look back, this is only 4.5 months ago since March 10th or something,
right? And
look
at everything that's happened.
And early on, there was a shortage of masks for the health professionals, right? So they were all telling us, don't go be wearing masks because you're taking it out of the hands of the health professionals, right? Okay, so we didn't. I think now we understand much more than we did then. This is a 4.5 month learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know anything about it 4.5 months ago, and now we know a lot about it. We do know now that masks will prevent the transmission of this disease between people that are close. I think if you're outside, you're less likely to transmit it than if you are inside. But aren't we all tired of this? I'm tired as heck of it. So if we just put this on, I don't like wearing it. It's uncomfortable to me. I can't breathe good. You know what I mean? But if everybody just put this on, I would suspect, and we don't know for certain, but I would suspect that in a few months period of time, there would be a flattening of this disease, less transmission between people, and we could get back to doing what we do. If we don't, how long is this thing going to carry on?
You know, what you're saying is...
But the mask that you have in your hand, they tell us, actually doesn't stop anything.
It will,
because it goes through the...
It will stop a great percentage of it.
Not all of it. Of
not
course
all.
Not. And but what the big thing on this is, I was just talking to somebody yesterday. They were in the gym working out, and a person like two over from started coughing. Didn't cough into his arm. Wasn't wearing a mask because he's working out, but just started coughing. And what... way I understand the mask, and this isn't a medical show here, but the way I understand the mask is it can inhibit it. And if you cough or sneeze, it does inhibit it that. And if the other person has it, it ups the odds not getting it. So,
probably a better explanation.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying, and I'm agreeing with you.
But you can't have it on while you're working out.
No, you can't. But
you can't breathe if you're...
That's right. I wear mine when I work out.
Oh, I can't.
I
have a special mask for that.
Yeah. But the thing is... maybe we all need to bite the bullet and wear the mask to see what happens. I mean, we see now that it's rising. Well, part of the reason it's rising is more people are being tested, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. You know, I go along with that. But, you know, if this is what we need to do to try it out for a couple months, and then if it drops, then maybe that's the right
thing. And I'll tell you one thing I won't do. I will not police that.
Yeah.
Because it's not my job. So if somebody walks into my restaurant, they don't have a mask on, I'm not going to say, go put a mask on. You can't come in here.
Yeah.
Some places do that, and that's fine.
That's fine.
But I don't believe it's my place to do that. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
And you have to understand that in the state of California and in these United States, ADA says that you cannot force somebody to wear a mask.
True.
HIPAA laws tell you that if somebody comes into your facility not wearing a mask, you can assume they have a medical reason for not doing it, and HIPAA does not allow you to ask the question what your medical condition is.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, Trish, you're right. And on that ADA, the first fine, you two, just so you know, is $75,000 if you try to stop somebody. They can get you for that. Because if you have a medical reason for not, which they don't have to disclose, for wearing a mask, that would happen. But I wanted to address one thing very quickly. Sal and I went up to the Hilo restaurant in Weed, and we went up there, and the young man that served us, and of course there's a server up there that's been there for 45 years, a wonderful lady. She was there, and he had a mask on. Our utensils came in packages. What I'm trying to say here is that they followed all the rules. They did everything to make that restaurant as safe as possible, just like you do, Ed, and just like you do in your restaurants, Bruce. The problem is that you're being punished for maybe the few who didn't do it right. It's sort of like saying we had one bad policeman, so let's get rid of all the policemen. And really and truly, the mask isn't the issue. Most of the restaurants we've gone to, in fact, we're going to one tonight, Mr. Rollman, for my wife's birthday, and most of the restaurants we've been to have been trying to follow the rules. So we're arguing about whether we should follow the rules or not. Well, we are following the rules, but that doesn't seem to matter to the governor. That's the elephant in the room. It doesn't matter what we do, and I agree the masks should be a choice, but gee whiz, we're following the rules, and we're still being punished. There's another agenda, and I think that it's time probably to stand up to that and understand it's a legislative issue and not a governor issue or a governor demand, which is illegal.
But I think you've hit the nail on the head there.
And I think the other thing we have to recognize is that there's a difference between an order that comes down from the governor saying no masks, which he has no authority to make, and it really is not supportable,
or
a rule that a business makes. And they can, I mean, they have a private business. And if they want me to count to 25 before I go into their business, and I want to go on their private property to their business, then I need to count to 25 for go in or go to another restaurant.
There's
a difference there as to who's putting that rule. You want to enter my business, you wear a mask. I think that's enforceable. It's your private property.
Well, the thing is that there is a position now. Jim Nielsen is spearheading part of it with some other people. The situation is that the executive orders are illegal because the jurisdiction in seven clauses, and I won't bore you with that, of the California Constitution specifically say that the governor has no right to make any of these laws or to do any of these types of things he's doing without the consent of the legislative body, which he doesn't have. So the deal is that we're complying to rules that aren't really rules because nobody's willing to stand up. Well, let's fall in line. Well, guys, you guys fell in line. You did a great job. Thank you for, you know, being an example. But it didn't get anybody anywhere. We have little places like the Hilo restaurant that was doing everything right. Black Bear Diner, which we used to eat at all the time, which was doing everything right. Ed, you've got that room outside, which is great, and thank God you do. We can go have some fun there. But the point is that we're doing everything. So at what point do people stand up and say, you know what, we've had enough and we're just not going to do it anymore. We're not going to comply. And if it were me, I'd support the guy or not that is opening up his restaurant to do it in the right way, but keeping it open because this is the last thing he has. If he loses his business, he loses everything.
Okay, Terry. You know what?
Thanks, Terry.
Good points. Thanks a lot for calling. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And speaking of local businesses, Home Helpers, started by Sharon Clark over 16 years ago, is looking for some really good people out there because she's expanding her business. During this COVID, so many things have happened that caregivers couldn't make it there, whatever. But Sharon stood up, and she's putting her people out there to help those who are in need, those that may be recovering from an injury or a surgery, those that need help all day, every day. All you have to do is give Sharon a call at Home Helpers at 226-8350. She'll do a complimentary consultation with you to work out what's best for you and your family. And if I needed help for a member of my family, the first person I'd call is Sharon Clark. I trust her. Home Helpers, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Bruce Dean and Ed Rollman.
Yeah. You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, as Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal, loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4, with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:51 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to 97 today. Tomorrow about the same, but then it starts getting hotter. And this weekend it's going to be 103 and 104 Saturday and Sunday. And we haven't quite seen all the heat, and we're having these fires. So please be aware if you're towing a trailer that those chains are up, because that is one of the major reasons we have fires that get started along the roads here. Tomorrow our guest will be the Shasta County Board of Education Superintendent Judy Flores. We're going to talk about schools opening up and the fact that the Northern Region has defied the CIF, who has shut down all the sports until spring, and the Northern section up here said, not so fast. We're going to be playing football. And you can hear those games right here on KCNR. We, you know, they're going to be probably be limiting people from going there, but you can still hear the games here, our game of the week. We're here with Ed Roman, who is the man of C.R. Gibbs, who is, you know, who rolls with the punches, has had his outdoor, has now moved into his outdoor dining, has expanded his outdoor dining. And then we have also Bruce Dean, who is the executive chairman of the board of Black Bear Diners. Of course, the former, you know, total owner. He had one, and for people that don't know it, thinking that Black Bear Diner was an immediate success, he was getting money out of the jukebox to buy gas for his car.
Yes, that's true.
So, but now has 147 restaurants.
142
throughout the nation. Both of them though. When the governor shut us down with no warning, which I thought was really not a class act, shut down all the restaurants and bars. And so some restaurants have defied them. But usually those restaurants don't have this one special license. And that is?
It's called a
ABC liquor license. Yeah, you know, they kind of have a little bit more control when you have a liquor license of what you can and can't do. A lot of people have encouraged me to just stay open, and you know, even though the local ABC guys are great guys, you know, they don't want to shut you down. But if you defy the governor and you happen to be one of those places that get caught, you could lose your liquor license, and that's an expensive thing.
And, well, and not just for a month. At the Palomino Room, as we all know, that was defying it. They came down and said, if we pull your liquor license, it's forever.
Yeah, they could do whatever they want. I noticed that the Palomino Room did not open up this time.
No.
Totally shut down.
You need to be aware that we do have people in the community that are going around to all kinds of businesses and calling and reporting. We do have that population that just...
I get phone calls daily.
Yeah.
If they see the mask worn incorrectly, if they see one of my employees at a store buying product in uniform, they'll call me and they'll tell me.
Well,
no mask.
The other thing too is that talking to both Sheriff McGreeny and Chief Shulers, they get phone calls all the time. This restaurant's open, or they're not doing it right. I mean, Bruce, you had an interesting comment during our break here about doing things for the, you know, for the good of all.
Right. I just believe that, you know, nobody likes wearing these crazy masks. I don't. Nobody does. But at what point do we sit there and say, you know, we're all just tired of this darn thing. I hate wearing a mask, but I'm going to do it not just for me, but I'm going to do it for example, we just had to lay off probably in this community, probably well into the thousands of employees were just laid off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that here locally, if we'd all wore masks, maybe it wouldn't have meant anything to Governor Newsom. But it would have meant something to us, and meant something to our employees, and meant something to that we have done the right thing, and we acted in concert for the good of us all. And I just believe there's something to that. Is, you know, this is America, and I know you can kind of do whatever you want in America, except yell fire in a theater, or run your car at 150 miles an hour down I-5, or whatever, you know, because you can't do those things here. But if we all acted together, for not just for the benefit of ourselves, but for the benefit of the employees out there. This is we've talking about business, but we haven't yet talked about our employee base here in town. They are
Talk about them.
They are on the edge as well. Come July 31, which isn't far from now, that extra $600 a week, at least now, is going to be shut off. And not everybody makes all that much on unemployment. If they're not making that much money to begin with. So maybe they're making a couple hundred a week on that. Can they pay their rent? Can they pay their car payment? Can they pay their utilities with the city? Can they do all these things? So if anything, if we acted for our employees out there that worked in restaurants, bars, Trish, you're talking a little bit about salon owners and people in
barbershops,
all that.
A lot of contractors that can't even qualify for unemployment.
Right. So if I have to wear this mask to protect our neighbors and our employees, I'll wear it.
And, you know, and Bruce, I have no argument about that. I believe in acting in, you know, that if we can do this and we can help those people, yes. But when we do everything right, we do keep our numbers down. We don't have anybody in the hospital. And then arbitrarily, after we've done everything right, the governor shuts down your businesses after you've done everything right without one thought of what it does to all of those employees.
Well, yeah. The governor broke a promise.
Yeah.
His promise was he would not do a shutdown of all of California, do it by county. That's
right.
What he said.
Right.
We didn't even have the opportunity to do that.
But the reality is that we're all suffering under the consequences of the things
Absolutely.
That are going across the United States. Every night you're bomb blasted by the rioting, the people that are out of control, not following any of the rules, and nothing's happening to them. And that's what the picture, the perception of the American people is. This is going to come to a breaking point. It's not. You just can't keep doing this to businesses and people without somebody fighting back.
And let me ask you this, Bruce, because I understand what you're saying, and it is, how long do you do everything right, and then you look at your employees and say to yourself, you know what? Well, we've done everything right. You know what? And it's enough. I've done what you've asked. My employees are in bad shape now because the PPP is gone. I can't continue because for not making money, I can't meet a $100 million payroll.
Well, I got to tell you, we've said that to
our
employees.
When do you say it's enough and we're going to open up?
We've said that to our employees. I can't tell you, and I know Bruce will say this too. We have the best employees in this community.
Mm-hmm.
They have stood by us through thick and thin. They've done everything we've asked them to do. A lot of them didn't agree with wearing a mask, but they did.
Uh-huh.
We've done everything the right way already. Now, I don't know that there is much more we can do. We can continue trying to do what Bruce said, follow the guidelines, and get this thing behind us, or we can quit. If we quit, then those 80 employees that I employ, where are they going to go if we quit?
Yeah. But the question is...
I understand what you're saying.
I know.
At what point do you defy the governor? I just think if we act in our individual interest, we do not act as a whole together. And that's what America is about. Even though we have the ability to do individual things and the greatness of our country. But at what point do you act in concert? And that's where it was disappointing with the governor. Don't get me wrong. I'm disappointed.
No, I know.
Is that he promised us if we do the right things and we kept, and again, the transmission rate is